Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Very excited about this new episode of Do the Right Thing. Hello.
Hola. Hi, Lise.
How are you?
Good. Wow. It's at the exact same time.
Good. Are we excited about today's Target haul?
We are. Are you excited?
I am. I'm very excited about the Target haul. And I'm also excited about a little surprise I have for you too.
Oh.
I don't want to say what it is, but it's a little surprise and I'm probably going to not be able to not tell you what it is at some point, but for now I'm holding off.
Wow.
Okay.
Lisa, have you been spending time outside? Your highlights are like popping.
Yes, I have been.
There's like one kind of auburn one peeking through.
Why, thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
It must be from being in the pool and in the sun and at the beach.
Did you use sun in when you were a kid?
All the time.
Did it turn like orange?
Yes, bright orange. Yeah. And I would like, you know, it was the kind of thing, like I was in denial. I wanted blonde hair and highlights so badly. I would spray and spray and spray. And my mom and my sister would be like, no, we look so fake and orange. And I'd be like, you're just jealous. Seriously.
I can picture it.
I really believed that it looked great and it was horrible. Do they still make that?
I think
I'm
so.
Sure they do. But wow. Can you also just put like lemon juice?
Yeah.
Right. Whatever it is. It's not going to work. Yeah. Sometimes I just remember, like, I know we're getting off subject, but like my mom would swim in the pool and the chlorine would turn her blonde hair green.
Yeah.
Potato chip green. You know how
potato chip green? What kind of potato chips are you eating?
Do you know how some potato chips are yellow with like green edges?
Yeah.
That's what would happen to my mom's hair.
I used to thought those were the best, like the gold. Like,
the green ones?
Yeah.
Like I thought they were like moldy.
Oh no, I thought they were like the special ones. I used to search for them.
All right, guys, I'm getting hungry.
Okay. You would have loved my mom's hair. All right, good. Well, we are very excited about this Target haul. And before we dive in, I'm sure we have something new and exciting from you know who. Breaking
news. All right, Chips Ahoy has teamed up with Stranger Things. That show is almost about to debut after what, like 7 years off the air. they're releasing a new cookie.
Wait, it's been off the air for 7 years?
Not that long. But it's been off.
Yeah, I'd exaggerate. It's been a long, like, wait, the kids are adults now.
Are they bringing it back?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another season.
Well, they had always planned to do it, but it just, all the kids got famous and they had other priorities.
Oh my gosh,
and
that's so exciting.
Yeah.
I need to start watching it.
I think it's been 3 years, but so I also heard, this is off topic, but all the episodes are like a movie. They're like 90 minutes long.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Anyway, so there's Chips Ahoy and Stranger Things have released a new cookie. It's got strawberry filled inside, kind of resembling the colors of the upside down. And then it's going to be sandwiched between two chocolate chip cookies, or just two chocolate cookies. And they're going to hit stores like any minute now. Like, you should be able to find them.
So it's like a strawberry chocolate sandwich cookie?
Basically, yeah.
Wow.
The upside down, by the way, for the non-Stranger Things people, it's like the alternate dimension.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's very red and drippy.
Yeah.
Oh, I would try those.
Yeah. So, yeah, when they come out, we'll get them. We'll try them. And maybe you'll do a video on them.
Maybe.
All right. And I know we are all soup lovers here, some more than others. And Progresso has just come out with a new line of barbecue-inspired soups called Pitmaster. And it's got, there are five varieties. There's sausage, beer cheese with potato, smokehouse style grilled chicken with potatoes and roasted veggies, barbecue style grilled chicken and fire roasted corn, hearty smokehouse style steaks and potatoes, and that one has roasted vegetables as well, and then steakhouse style steak and bean. And except for the sausage beer cheese one, which has 260 calories, they all have a range of 120 to 140 calories a cup and 7 to 9 grams of protein, and they should also be hitting stores like immediately. Like, they should be there now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what, I love Progresso soups,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember the last time they innovated.
Yeah.
Like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
I do. It was spicy. They did a line of
really?
Spicy soups.
Is that gone?
I don't know. I just remember that being the last, like, thing.
I remember the drops that they did.
Yeah.
They did, like, a candy drop, which I didn't like.
I finally threw those away, like, about a month ago.
But you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, chunky soup. Like, it sounds it's going to be like a meal
hearty
soup.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
They look good. I didn't give you a picture. I usually give you pictures, but Jamie, if you want to bring it up and show.
Mike's trying to save ink, printer ink.
I
Thank
am.
Thank you.
Ink is expensive. Like, you don't realize it until you use a lot of it.
Shiny silver.
Whoa. That's awesome. Are they available right now?
they should be like any day. Like they're rolling out this month.
So. Like I literally want to Instacart that and have that for dinner.
Yeah, this one says pick up today from Albertsons.
Oh, then pick up today.
They must have them locally then.
I'll be right back.
So, and there you go. That's all I got. And let's eat.
Thanks for the good news. Thank you. All right. Let's jump in. First up, we have Clo-Clo Margarita Pizza. Clo-Clo. That's like a nickname for your pizza. What's the story? Crust made with veggies. Yes. Margarita pizza. Clo-Clo cheddar and mozzarella. Diced tomatoes. Basil. What is the story with this pizza? It's non-GMO.
I believe it's all vegan.
Oh,
and gluten-free.
Plant-based, gluten-free. Got it. Yeah. All right.
It looks really yummy.
Look at little Clo-Clo. It does look yummy.
I thought it was Cleo, and then I looked closely, and I'm like, oh, no, it's Clo-Clo.
That's a cute name.
This looks incredible. Wait, how did you cook it? It's so crispy.
In the oven.
In the real oven? Mm-hmm. Wow, Mike, you slaved over an oven for us.
That is really good.
Whoa. Very crispy.
Mm-hmm.
I love the crust.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
It does have the quintessential vegan, like, pasty cheese. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and the texture of the cheese.
And kind of the gluten chew.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it.
Me too.
It's so good.
I love it. It, like, you know. You know when people complain that rice is sticky or it like clumps together?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I feel about vegan pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's that, like it's sticking to the roof of your mouth, but in a good way.
I love it. That sauce, the tomato sauce, tastes like not creamy, but like nuanced, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's because the cheese is like melting into the sauce. Yum. It's better than Daiya.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that, Bram. Look at all the stuff that doesn't have in there on the top there.
Wheat, dairy, egg, fish, mustard. I mean, those are things I would not expect to be in my pizza.
Does it really say those?
Yeah.
I thought Jamie was trying to make a joke.
Wait, crustaceans? Chickpeas? Are they
what?
Just... Oh, because these are the top 15 allergens.
I never knew what the top 15 allergens were.
Well, now you do.
I know, the top nine. People always talk about the top nine. But Mike pointed this out. So a half of a pizza, which, you know, I feel like usually it's a third of a pizza.
Right.
Half of a pizza is 310 calories. Mm-hmm. And this is a nice steering wheel sized pizza.
It is. I, in all fairness, though, I did look at the full pizza. And it's not quite as big as, like, you know, when you see like a Trader Joe's pizza.
Yeah, so it's a little smaller.
It's a little smaller, but I would definitely, I would eat the whole thing and I wouldn't feel terrible about it.
And I feel like those are usually 800.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is half of the pizza has 310 calories, 12 grams of fat, you know, the usual suspects, nothing crazy.
And it's a little bit more dense than a regular, you know, it's not like a puffy dough, right? So it's a little more dense. So it might actually fill you up a little more.
Yeah. I love it. I love that crust.
I enjoy it quite a bit. It's available at Target, Sprouts, and other select retailers, and they make a bunch of different flavors. So they have Tuscan, Mediterranean, Italian sausage. Do you think the Italian sausage is vegan also? Like fake, like sausage?
Yeah. Sausage.
Yeah.
Probably.
Garden Nirvana. And even plain crusts. All vegan.
All
and gluten-free.
Vegan. Gluten-free.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow. And you can call it Clo-Clo. It's a cute
Clo-Clo.
Name.
Like
I want a bunny named Clo-Clo. Clo-Clo. Okay.
Clo-Clo.
Good.
All right.
Speaking of good, next up we have Goodles. I don't know if it's Goodles or Goodles. I think it's Goodles, but it would make sense that it's Goodles because it's noodles.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Chetty Mac. And that is a brand, Goodles, which is a special noodle made from protein, wheat, and chickpeas. And this is a mac and cheese version of that. And it's like a just add water and throw it in the microwave kind of situation.
It smells so good.
So I'm excited about it. It doesn't look like it's a very large serving.
No. But it looks really good and tasty.
And it's portion control because it's in the cup.
That's true. Like, you can't add more to the cup. But it also doesn't fill the cup.
It tastes...
Yeah, it's good. It's not a... Is this vegan?
I don't know. I think there's something about Goodles that's different.
So the noodles have protein from wheat and chickpeas, prebiotic fiber, nutrients from veggies, clean ingredients, real cheese... Okay, no artificial ingredients.
I was going to say the cheese tastes fake.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, it tastes to me like chewier Kraft mac and cheese with less salt.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. 11 grams of protein. Let's get into some of the stats.
I think it's the protein.
This cup has 230 calories, 11 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, and 10 nutrients from plants. And it's a microwavable cup.
Okay.
I mean, it's got some cool things going on.
Okay, if you told me that I could have that or like a protein bar, I am taking that
wow.
in a heartbeat. Okay. Definitely like a cup of mac and cheese. So I think it's functional, as they say, in a different way than people think of functional foods. But to me, it's functional.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
And I agree. It's like once you know the details, it's your taste buds are a little more forgiving.
Yes, totally. I like that 11 grams of protein.
And honestly, no, I haven't had Kraft mac and cheese in a very, very long time, but I thought this was as good, if not even better, than Kraft mac and cheese.
Really?
Yeah, but
Mike likes healthy food, though.
Yeah, I like the healthier tasting. Like, I can taste the healthiness, you know, or the healthier version.
Yeah, how's the sodium in that? I'm just curious.
I think it was 530. Mike, will you grab that for me? Okay. So, like, not crazy, because that type of product can have a lot.
Right.
Yeah, 560.
Okay.
And by the way, so Goodles Chetty Mac, it's a shelf-stable item, and you can get it at retailers like Target, Costco, Walmart, also online from Amazon and the Goodles website.
Yeah, I like this brand a lot, and I think that was a solid effort. And it's better for kids, like if you have a child that likes that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sneaky vegetables.
Next up, we have Chobani Coffee Creamer, zero sugar and sweet cream. So this is a zero sugar coffee creamer, and so it's like a coffee mate situation. And if it has zero sugar, that always like makes me think it's going to have sugar alcohols. So what is this sweetened with?
That is so good.
It's very good.
Allulose and stevia.
Oh gosh. That tastes like marshmallows melted. It's okay.
Yeah, it's way sweet.
Crazy sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But remember, you're putting it in coffee, so it's going
to. Yeah, we're not really testing it fairly. It has allulose listed first and then stevia. This product has 20 calories per tablespoon. Our regular creamer has 35 calories per tablespoon.
Yeah, I really like that.
I feel like one tablespoon of that would go so far.
Definitely, as far as sweetening your beverage, it really would. We should test it to see the creaminess factor, but it's good. I like it.
It also comes in salted caramel, which sounds yummy.
But that is that's a dairy product, yes? Mm. It's not non-dairy, right?
Made with real milk and cream.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is at Target and other grocers. Chobani Coffee Creamer, zero sugar. This is the sweet cream variety in the fridge.
Okay. And you said it does come in other flavors?
Salted caramel.
Mm. That was so good. So creamy.
That is very, very creamy. All right. Next up, this next product is called She's Thirsty Coconut Water. First of all, that's not a good name. That's like not a good thing. Saying she's thirsty. Thirsty is a bad thing.
There's some really, I didn't realize at first glance what this was.
It's an electrolyte mix, coconut water for hydration, immunity, and energy. Okay. But
however,
yes.
It was actually designed for breastfeeding new moms.
Oh, wait, really?
Because they are literally being drained of hydration. That's why she's thirsty.
Wait, where does it say that?
It's not like front and center, but
is it?
And it's not
back
just
and
for
bottom
them.
Because I don't see it anywhere.
It's not just for them, but it was developed and designed for breastfeeding new moms.
Okay,
so that's why she's thirsty.
Yes,
she's thirsty. Still not a great play on words, in my opinion. However, it's natural hydration from coconut water, and it's a mix, so that's kind of cool. Oh. That tastes good.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Ooh.
And I'm not a breastfeeding mom.
Wait, are you sure? It should be called She's Delicious.
That's really good sweetener situation.
Yeah, what
happening.
Is it sweetened with? Erythritol?
This is, coconut water, citric acid, watermelon flavor, stevia, monk fruit. Stevia and then monk fruit. Yeah, man, that is like a great balance of sweetness to fruit flavor.
I'm not saying it's right for the brand, but it would be a very good mixer for a cocktail.
For alcohol.
It really would. It's delish.
Wow. Can I have the rest of that bottle?
They can transition after they're done breastfeeding. They can celebrate with a cocktail.
Yeah. Whee!
So it comes in, I said bottle. It comes in packets. I put it into a water bottle, so it doesn't come in a bottle. It comes
not
in
like a
packers.
Baby bottle. Yeah. Everyone's now thinking like baby bottle.
Yeah. But it says it's hydration for moms, performance, general wellness, and travel. So it's not just for the mommies. One stick pack has 20 calories, 5 grams of carbs, 3 grams of sugar. I wonder what that's from. Maybe just the natural watermelon.
Yeah. And it comes in retro pop, like bomb pop flavor, which I always like. That's like so hot right now.
Yeah. Really cool product. This is, by the way, this was suggested by our resident supermom, Lynn.
Hopefully she's not breastfeeding still. Her kids are like 11.
Let's not judge. We listen and we don't judge, Lisa.
We're kidding. We kid. We joke. Don't okay, remove so- that, Mike. Whatever you do, don't remove that. Remove it. Do not.
This is available at Walmart, Target, HEB, and Meijer stores. You can also get it on Amazon and legendarymilk.com. Not legendary.
Legendary.
Little Barney Simpson.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Everyone's going to get that wrong though.
Yeah.
Legendary. That's cute.
She's thirsty. Coconut water electrolyte mix. That was the watermelon flavor.
Delicious. All right. Next up, we have a limited edition awesome sauce, Goldfish. So this is very exciting because this is a typical Pepperidge Farm Goldfish treat, like a snack, but it's awesome sauce flavored, which is flavored like Chick-fil-A sauce.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever. Oh, wait. Didn't we try it when we were developing recipes for the next magazine?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A sauce is very good.
Okay.
Very unnecessarily high in calories.
I'm afraid to open it because I don't think I've ever seen this on a Goldfish bag. It has a Goldfish sticker sealing it.
You think it's like the Willy Wonka magic seal? And
could it? Do you think?
Wait, what do you mean? The things like snakes are going to fly out?
Or maybe there's like a special prize inside.
I don't know. I would
real
say
Goldfish.
It. I hope so.
Should I try to preserve
I'm eating
the
more
sticker?
Goodles.
Oh, I broke it.
Oh, well. Mike.
Oh well.
Don't read. So Dana left her review, but I don't like to be like. Oh. Influenced. Mm-mm. So
I won't read.
Close
I won't
your
read.
Eyes. We'll reveal it after.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'll tell you this is available at retailers nationwide, but only for a limited time, and you can get it on Amazon. Well, these
Ooh.
Are pale.
Ooh, I sniffed it, and it smells great.
Ooh.
Mmm. Ooh, this would be really good in soup, like tomato soup.
It does. It tastes like an oyster cracker. Mm. I'm really not getting a ton of flavor.
Yeah,
are you?
Mmm.
It's a little smoky.
Oh, there anything. It is. Mine mm-hmm. just tasted like an oyster cracker.
Try a Yummy. Different one. My first one didn't have the flavor, and the second one did, so maybe it's not distributed properly.
It's, you know, it's mild, but it's good. Mm-mm. It tastes like because the sauce is very creamy,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't hit you over the head, but it's really
anything.
Good.
Dana said she had these and was underwhelmed. I feel you, Dane.
Yeah, I like it. I like it probably because I don't like things that are like super
True.
Flavorful.
Mm-hmm. So these, I mean, the Goldfish are known for this. You get so many of them. You get 53 Goldfish for 140 calories, 5 grams of fat.
Wow, that's a lot of fish.
A lot of fish.
You know, it just reminded me, what was the Goldfish? What was Arnold's, his name Arnold?
Wait.
From Different Strokes? What was his Goldfish name?
Why is it coming back to me now? As soon as you said Arnold, I was thinking of Gary Coleman in his little bedroom.
What was the name of the gold? He had a pet goldfish.
Oh, what the heck was his
name?
That
episode that he died in was so sad.
Yeah, that was a very special Different Strokes.
Yeah.
What was his name? Jamie's going to look it up. Please tell us. Please. What was his name?
His name was Abraham.
Abraham.
Oh, Abraham. Now I'm sad. Way to bring the mood down, Mikey.
I mean, he was a goldfish that lived in the early 1980s.
So. All right. Next up, we have 7 Sundays cereal snackies in 2 flavors, Simply Honey and Real Cocoa. So these are like little bags of 7 Sundays cereal. Are they meant to be snacks or do you put them in a bowl with milk?
So they're meant to be little snackable pouches. Mm-hmm. I think they're developed for kids. But, I mean, it's cereal. I'm sure you could put some milk over it.
Yeah, and 7 Sundays, that's like almost like a Magic Spoon type brand, mm-hmm. right? Like a adult kid-friendly kid cereal for adults that's not as sugary, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They have, like, protein products.
Oh, wow. What is that? Like?
So
a big
this is the real cocoa flavor.
Cocoa.
Start with that.
Oh, wow.
That's what right. are those? Are those O's or like flowers? They're flowers.
Flowers.
Oh.
They're amped up with sunflower protein.
They might be stale. I'm not sure.
Well, if they're not, I mean, I hope they're stale because.
What's the date on these? I got these, I don't know, last week.
Best before next May.
Okay. So the texture is that of a stale snack.
Yeah.
Now the flavor almost tastes like a stale snack too, but I'm tasting sunflower. And that's what might be tasting kind
Interesting.
Of stale. Wait, is the honey flavor?
Let's try the honey. The honey one looks like Cheerios. You know what I think? Maybe it is meant to be cereal. And when you put it in cereal and you let it soak.
No, these are, I mean, no. It says snackable pouches.
These are not as stale.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I don't think
okay.
I like them.
I'm going to give you some statistics. Sometimes that changes things. Each package has 110 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 3 grams protein. So not like a ton of protein. The idea is these are like little snackies. They're not meant to be like...
Oh. These, you know what? These are really making me miss the pizza.
There's another slice. It's right here.
I don't like them.
It's not far. Well, okay. If you're super excited to seek them out, and by the way, no refined sugars, no fake ingredients, no artificial flavors. You know, they got those things going for them. It's available at Target, online from Amazon, and the Seven Sundays site.
Okay. I want to say one thing. If you like have like a toddler that doesn't know any better, this might be a good snack.
Yeah.
Like instead of like a bomba kind of situation.
Because they can't express themselves and tell you how much they hate it.
You said it, not me. Okay. I have nothing else to say.
I think we should try more products from that brand because I feel like this might just be this particular product. I want to try different things from them.
Okay. I'm up for it. But I have to say, I'm very excited about this next product. This is Cloud, K-H-L-O-U-D, protein popcorn. I want to say this is a Khloe Kardashian product. Khloe is a neighbor of mine. Mm-hmm. Actually, her house is steps away from my home, but I don't really see her very often. But I wanted to try this product because I want to just like knock on her door and say, Khloe, I tried your popcorn.
And look, she signs the back of each bag.
Yeah. She did.
That's not digital.
That is a digital print of whatever. But I see the billboards everywhere. I see everybody eating it. Yeah. It's like a protein popcorn, right?
Yeah, which is pretty innovative.
Very.
I like, too, it's real ingredients, no added or artificial flavors, 7 grams of protein, thanks to the cloud dust. That's their blend of milk protein isolate.
With a K-H.
Which flavor is this? This is white cheddar.
Do we have only one flavor?
Just the one flavor, yeah.
There's also olive oil and sea salt and sweet and salty.
Oh, that's good. That's yummy. That's really good popcorn.
I love that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Wow. So tell me, let's talk about the amount of protein in here.
Okay. So 2.5 cups, has 160 calories, 10 grams of fat, super cheesy, 7 grams of protein.
What if I ate the whole bag? How many servings is it?
So this is... about 4 servings.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, you'd be eating 10 cups of popcorn.
Okay.
And you'd be consuming,
I might eat
640 calories.
Okay.
I
might eat half. It's really good.
I want to try the other flavors.
Me too. Wait, should we go to her house?
Do you think there's like a garage full of boxes of
no, I just want to say like, way to go, Chloe. I don't know. I'm your neighbor. I like your popcorn.
Do it.
Maybe it'll be a good icebreaker. I'll bring
record
her some books.
It.
I'll bring her some Hungry Girl books.
I love it. Khloe, come be a guest.
Ooh, we could do a collab.
A collab.
Khloe.
K-H
collab. This is Cloud Protein Popcorn. It's available at Target, online from Amazon, and at cloudfoods.com.
Yum. Oh, I'm glad we have something to sip on.
Yeah.
We have Salud Hydration. An immunity drink. It's a drink mix in Paloma flavor. You know, I bought these once, not in this flavor, because I thought it was very cool packaging. And each of these things does something else that involves wellness. This is a hydration and immunity drink.
It smells very
refreshing. Excited. You know, that reminds me, we usually chew, but we're sipping.
There's an ice cube in there.
I like the ice cube. And I have a little surprise for you guys.
You do? Wow.
I do. I wrote you guys a song.
Oh, wow.
I think we should play it at the end of the show.
Wow.
And then people should tell us.
Yeah.
This is sweet.
It is very sweet. I would add more water to this.
So it said add 8 to 12. I did 9, and then I put ice in, and the ice melted a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's probably like 10.
It would be better with more water, but it's not bad. It's just very sweet. I need more popcorn.
Yeah, and it has 1 gram of sugar, so they probably did the old
what is it
combining.
Sweetened with?
Let's see. So I'm sure it's real sugar. Oh, sucralose. Sucralose, allulose, sucrose. So sugar,
Splenda.
Sucralose.
Yeah.
Allulose.
Interesting. Okay, that's a little sweet. Back to the song.
Yep.
I wrote a song.
For us?
For you.
Stop it.
We're going to play it at the end of the show.
I'm so excited.
It's like, it might be a good new theme song for us. Okay. Or like a portion of it because it's kind of long. We will play it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yay.
All right. So just a little more about Salud. It has this Wellmune, which is a yeast beta glucan clinically shown to improve general immune health, protect against stress, promote healthy energy, yada, yada. Lots of great flavors available at Target and other retailers and online. 10 calories a packet, no fat, 1 gram of sugar.
Sweet drinks stress me out, so I don't know how that's going to work for me. No, seriously, it's okay. It's just very sweet. Next, we have our old friend Nature Valley. I think of these as like the OG protein bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had one like this weekend somewhere, and I can't remember where.
The crunchy ones?
Mm-hmm.
I used like to the really like them.
Tiny ones. They were good, like the double.
Honey and oat, yeah.
Exactly. It was like a double honey and oat.
Yeah.
This is a Nature Valley, Nature Valley creamy protein peanut butter chocolate. Creamy crispy bar. Creamy protein. Hold on.
That's a lot to take in. A lot of creamies hold on that package.
Literally is Nature Valley, creamy protein, peanut butter and chocolate, creamy crispy bars.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a lot of words.
That's a lot of creamies and crispies. Mm-hmm. Let's see how creamy and crispy it really is.
So first look, it's kind of small.
Okay.
So it's a little small.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cut some pieces.
And it is a scotch on the higher side, but that actually looks really dense, I will say.
Yeah,
that.
It does look really dense.
Well, think about how creamy and crunchy it is.
Yeah.
You probably get extra 10 calories for each creamy and each crunchy.
Yes. It's 210 calories, 12 grams of fat, 4 grams of fiber, 10 grams of protein, and not too much sugar, 6 grams total.
Okay. I'll take a bite of this. Let's see if it's creamy and crunchy. Oh.
That's really good.
Tastes like a Butterfinger.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, by the way, there's also a cinnamon almond butter flavor.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow.
Wait, how much protein?
10 grams.
You know what? This reminds me of somehow my childhood. There was something that I ate that reminded me just like this of my childhood. And I don't know what it is.
Look how your plate looks like such a toddler plate.
It really does.
You have goldfish, you have little Cheerios, you have popcorn.
That's so funny.
Oh, wow.
A little smear of the cheese from macaroni and cheese.
You're right.
This is a very kid-centric.
It is. We had pizza. I feel like we're at a kid's birthday party.
We're about to have some frozen treats, too, which are kind of kid. Well, one of them is kind of kid-like.
Just to wrap up, so, you know, Nature Valley's everywhere. They're at Target, other grocery stores. That was the creamy protein peanut butter chocolate creamy crispy bars.
They are definitely creamy and crispy and yummy. Next up, this is one of my favorite brands, Johnny Pops. These are Johnny Pops minis. They're sour. They're organic sour blueberry splash bars. So
I think we all should just get one.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of sour foods. I feel like, why do I want to hurt myself? It sounds painful.
It's sour and sweet.
Oh, these are gorgeous.
Oh, look how cute they are.
I've never seen anything.
Take a picture. That's beautiful.
This is like ridiculously pretty. So, I'm going to take a picture of this and my plate in the background so people could see it all.
So these are layered sections of blue raspberry, pineapple, and peach mango.
OMG. These are like my favorite flavors.
Wait till you try them.
Organic lemon and lime juice, organic cane sugar, and purified water.
Okay, I am madly and deeply in love with these bars. How many calories per bar?
So each pop has 25 calories, no fat, 6 grams of carbs, 0 fibers, 6 grams of added sugar, but, you know, takeaways, 25 calorie pop.
I'm in love.
Well.
Aw, congratulations, when's the wedding?
Not soon enough. This is so good.
It's going to be a quick wedding because the Johnny Pops will melt before this.
Well, they're melting my heart.
Aww. What a find. These also come in sour green apple punch and sour cherry lemonade blast. See, again, I don't want to be punched by my food, but
I do.
You're taking these a little bit too literally.
I'm in love. These are so good and they're so beautiful. I don't know if they're more beautiful or more delicious. I hope I don't have to eat anything else because I just want to. Can I just have this and nothing else?
Sorry, lady, you got two more.
You're going to love next few items, though.
But I'm like, I'm not done with this. I even love the wrapper. Look at the wrapper.
Oh, that is a well-designed wrapper.
Yeah.
There's like beautiful things on this wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm putting this away. I feel like a child. I'm like, I'm going to save this for later, mommy. I don't want this to melt. What happened to our dumb fridge that used to make noises? It's gone.
Died.
It's gone.
It's a fridge heaven.
This is terrible. Well, goodbye. I'll see you soon. How many more are in that box? Should you put them in the freezer so they don't melt?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more. We're almost done here, so I'll get them
in
the freezer.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have another frozen item. Holly Scoops cookie dough discos in two flavors. What does that even mean? Disco? Are these like dancing? They are. They're like disco balls.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. They're okay. So it's
disco cookie ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, they kind of look like mochi actually.
Oh, they're tiny.
Yeah, they are small.
Teeny tiny. Okay.
What the heck?
So there's two flavors. It's so funny because it's like 90 calories per serving, but then you look at the size of it.
Oh, wait a minute. It's cookie dough wrapped around gelato. So it is like an American mochi.
So yeah. that's snickerdoodle right
there. It's an American mochi.
Okay. Simple and functional ingredients.
Functional?
So we're starting with snickerdoodle. Sweet snickerdoodle cookie dough wrapped around creamy vanilla gelato.
How did you open that so fast? How am I having trouble? Does it just pop out?
No, you just have to, there's one side that like you lift up.
Oh, it was all broken on my.
Okay. So it tastes like, this is pretty good. But you know what I like about mochi is the texture. So it's missing the mochi texture, but it is like, it's innovative. I think kids would love this.
Mm. I love this and I'm not a kid.
Well, a lot of adults would love this too. It's very cinnamony. I want to try the other flavor.
Yeah,
cool. So gluten-free, dairy-free, plant-based with adaptogenic lion's mane mushroom, which
wow.
I think we can assert it does not taste like mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. No. Wait, how many calories for each one?
90.
Oh, for each one it's 90? You don't get like two for 90?
One disco.
It's not bad though. I mean,
it's like, what is it? Like a ping pong ball size, would you say?
Well,
if you rounded
like
it out. Yeah.
Like a mochi size.
Oh,
but
my.
Yeah, a little.
Mike said, oh, my.
Oh, that's peanut butter with chocolate.
90 calories, 4.5 grams of fat.
That is exceptional.
That's good. It's
6 grams total sugar.
I think this is like, it's a really good product for kids and it is delicious, but like I miss the chewiness of the mochi.
Mm-hmm. I can see
but
that.
It's good.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm not going to deny that.
Jenna and Camille. Camille. There's
Who
no
are
at the
they?
End. I don't know.
They're dessert girls that just want to eat delicious treats loaded with the good stuff without the junk. Sound like our kind of people.
Yeah, definitely. Wait, it says it's good in the carpool line, with your coffee. Where else?
When snoozing at work. How do you sleep and eat one?
Wait, you're not snoozing. You're not supposed to snooze at work.
I mean,
Wait a minute.
That's the
I don't understand. Did it say when snoozing at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two problems with
I want to work for their company.
Okay, but also at 3 p.m. during play dates when your tummy grumbles. Oh, and for dessert.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute. Yeah. Not a sin if you're holy.
Snickerdoodle, holy? Chocolate chip, holy? And peanut butter cup.
So, okay, are we done with that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were going to be done with that one. And that was going to be it.
Yeah.
And then I walked past the next section and this was like, it was almost like the gods planted this right in front of me to pick up and
wow.
And
so. Let us guess what flavor it is.
It's a peanut butter thing. Okay, it's Alex Culture Cup probiotic ice cream in peanut butter cup flavor. Probiotic ice cream?
Isn't this the like magic shell type of thing?
Wait, what do you mean? Do we each get our own cup?
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
I think,
he wants to take it home.
Yeah, I think we should conserve it. So I'm going to. I'm going to tap a little side for me, and then I'll give the rest to you.
So it's like, it has like a chocolate coating on the outside, kind of like a dip.
Or you're going to break this.
That was the crack of the chocolate.
Okay. So it's a little individual ice cream
tooth.
Cup
Oops.
With a
like
layer of chocolate on
it. As my mom would call it, a Dixie.
Mm-hmm. But why this is so perfect.
Can I have a spoon,
please? That's a good... I should probably do that.
No.
The reason why this is perfect for me, and this is all about me right now, I know that, is it's a probiotic, but also it's made with a dairy, like something in dairy that doesn't disrupt the stomach.
A2 dairy.
Yeah.
Easier like that milk, A2 milk.
Yeah.
It's good for people who frequently experience bloating and other issues from dairy. Mm. No artificial sweeteners or flavoring, gluten-free. Reasonable. I mean, 160 calories and 9 grams of sugar each.
Wow.
That's really...
That is so creamy.
Yeah. And 160 calories for that cup? That's a really good portion.
Okay. This is great.
Yeah.
Is it just made with sugar? Is it just like what's...
Yeah, it's skim milk, cream. The chocolatey shell has powdered sugar, and then the next ingredient is cane sugar.
You don't mind if I double dip?
No, it's all you.
You sure?
See, that to me is so much better than these last things here. Because that tastes like... You know what? It tastes like pure.
Yeah.
It tastes real, like you would go to like a really good ice cream store and get that, as opposed to like artificial stuff.
This is exactly what I've needed in my life.
Okay, it's time.
Thanks.
Sorry, Jane.
Wait,
time to
I realize
my pop.
And while you're doing that, I realized I may have neglected to give some availability info. Johnny Pops are at retailers nationwide. Holy Scoops are only at Target. And Alex Culture Cup is at Target, Whole Foods, and other select groceries nationwide. Lisa, you look like a child. Like, you're just so happily, like, sucking on your popsicle.
I love this popsicle.
You look so happy.
This makes me happy.
I can tell.
And it's not, like, it's not so sour that it's sour. It gets sweet.
Right.
You really should try it, Jamie. You really, really, it'll change your life.
Is it like, you know, Sour Patch Kids, they say first they're sour, then they're sweet.
A little bit. Yeah. I don't know. I thought, I love sour stuff.
I did like sour things about as much as I love horror movies. Like, I hate being scared. I hate being made to pucker. Unless it's puckering up to Mike.
Wait, does a horror movie make you pucker? Could you imagine?
No, it makes me frightened.
I'm going to save the rest of my Alex for dinner after my dinner treat.
Tonight. Take those all home.
Are you sure?
Who is that? Who is Alex? Did you say this already and I missed it?
Alec just says, I love ice cream and started to make it at 10 years old.
Oh.
Now I've created a culture cup packed with pre and probiotics, blah, 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 same old stuff. Love Alec. I think Alec might be young then. I don't know.
He might be.
Or he's just been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Alec, thank you so much for inventing this, because this is going to be my new favorite dessert after dinner.
I can't wait to hear our song. Let's get
I know.
Let's
I get through say. Things.
Okay, yeah, we got ratings.
I was almost going to say, should we play the song before rating?
We could.
No. The song is so good, though. Everybody,
yeah.
We have to make the prize about the song today.
Okay. So why don't we play the song after you sign off, and then we'll play, and they'll play the song, and then, so we have to tell them what they're going
to
win.
So to win a prize, they have to text you a lyric from the song.
Their favorite lyric from the song.
Okay. 805-380-8075.
Now, I wrote the song, so don't say anything bad about the lyrics like you did about my nail polish on Instagram.
I told Lisa, so she polled people to see if they thought her nails were, what were the options?
Oh, beachy and beauteous or blech.
And she's getting more blechs, but I explained to her, I think it's because she has little textured, like, 3D bubbles on some of the nails. And I think there's, like, a real, what is the, not disorder, but it's, like, where you get, like, triggered by.
Like, people have an aversion to bubbly nails.
Maybe.
Hang on.
Or bubbles in general.
Oh, I had it right. If you experience a strong aversion to patterns, like bubbles, dots, and balls, you might be experiencing trypophobia.
That's a fake thing.
No, it's like clusters of small holes or bumps. It's like just little, like, it's a real thing.
I like my nails, but I don't like clusters of bumps. That sounds like you should see a doctor.
I know. All right.
Yeah,
on that note.
Let's write.
Yeah. Yes. All right. First up, Clo-Clo margarita pizza.
I really like that. As far as vegan pizzas go, I'm giving that a 9.
Nice.
I feel like even as far as regular pizza goes, excellent. Goodles or Goodles Chetty Mac in the microwavable cup.
I'm giving that a solid 8.
Okay.
People should try it.
How about Chobani's coffee creamer? This was the zero sugar in sweet cream.
That's also an 8. Nice. I think it's pretty solid, and the stats are pretty good for a sweet and creamy creamer.
Yeah.
How about She's Thirsty? Coconut water electrolyte mix. This was the first of the two drink mixes we tried today.
You know, unexpectedly really good. I'm giving that a 9. I really liked it.
And I'm still drinking it, and it's still good.
Awesome. Mike made fun of me for making that sound. I don't know why I do that.
Yeah, I don't know why I do it. Well,
what sound?
It's funny because you didn't do it.
Like a cricket?
For the first, like, what are we, on 19 years together now? So you didn't do it for the first 18 and a half years.
It's like when you, like, when you're like, yep, it's like snapping.
Oh, wait, we're going to be 20 years in December that we've known each other.
Did you pick that up from one of your new friends?
Who are my new friends?
I don't know. I
mean, you're saying it like, do I have weird friends?
No, but maybe, like, I just mean that's how, like, sometimes you develop habits. Not you, but you.
I know,
like,
what you're saying. Okay. I don't know. Maybe. All right. Stop hanging out with those people. Next up, limited edition. Sorry, I'll stop. Limited edition awesome sauce goldfish.
7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 7 Sundays cereals snackies.
4.
Yeah.
They were just a fail. I mean, I'll try something else from those people.
Yeah, send us new stuff. And if you think, by the way, that they were stale for some reason, send us some fresh ones.
Are you sure that's not called Stale Sundays? Okay.
Next up, cloud protein popcorn from Chloe herself.
10.
Wow.
That was unexpectedly really like popcorn with a purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the opposite? It's not nepotism. It's neighbortism. That's not neighbortism, is it, Lisa?
I hope not. She doesn't know me from a hole in the floor, a hole in the ground, from a hole in the coyote.
All right. Next up, Salud Hydration and an Immunity Drink Mix.
7. I, you know.
Yeah.
Meh.
How about Nature Valley Creamy Protein Peanut Butter Chocolate Creamy Crispy Bars?
9.5.
Wow.
Just because of how delicious they are.
Yeah, those were exceptional.
Next up, Johnny Pop's Mini Sours.
10.
Wow.
10. I love them.
Nice. How about Holy Scoops? Holy Scoops Cookie Dough Discos.
7.5. They could be better. Mike, you could take these home.
Okay, thank you.
Last up, Alex.
Alec.
Because his name is Alec, and then you possessive
Alex.
It.
So Alex.
Alex, Culture Cup Probiotic Ice Cream.
Wow. You know, I'm going to give that a 10, too.
Yeah.
Just because it was just perfect, and it's a nice size, and it tastes good, and it's healthy, and it's good if you're... You know, if you have a dairy aversion,
yeah,
it's just good.
I can't wait to see when I finish the whole thing if my stomach is okay.
I can't wait.
I'll text you.
Me. Wow, what a fun show.
Yeah.
It's not over yet.
Oh.
Song.
Okay, I'm going to give you the backstory.
You're
going to
sing it, right?
No, I'm not going to sing it.
What?
We're going to play it. I had nothing to do with writing the music. I had some help, but I wrote it. And I'm thinking maybe we should use part of it as our new theme song.
Maybe.
Okay, here goes.
Grab your forks and grab your spoons. It's time for a tasty pot god's tune. Lisa's here with Jamie and Mike, trying to find some foods they like. Jamming food halls from Trader Joe's, Costco finds, hey, you never know. Amazon treats, they're always on the scene, cause hungry girl's a snack attack queen. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. From cauliflower rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. Halls, snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Ever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. And tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa. Mostly they chew, yeah.
It's great. I love that song.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Lisa, wowzers.
Wowzers.
Please don't leave us and go, you know, to your new songwriting career.
Well, I can't make any promises, but... No, seriously, whatever your favorite lyric was, just text it to Mikey and you might win a prize.
Yeah, 805-380-8075.
Okay. Right. Super fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, but, you know, till then, be safe. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.